V'lav memen l'shamet mino. Don't we know this by ourselves? If the Pasuk says that she got married b'nisuyin, memela we know this. That the Ran says, Tibiyim beis isha l'chude sagi, t'mashma mino, t'bal mefa v'shein mefa b'kaidmin. If for this chiddush we wouldn't need two psukim again. It would have been enough just the second Pasuk. Of the im beis isha nadara. Which means if the wife made a neder in the husband's house, then the husband could be mefer. But mashma clearly, if she made a neder before before she had nisuyin, then we say the husband can't be made for that neder. So what do we need two psukim for? It would be enough just the second pasuk. So Marian says maybe no. Iboy Yisrael with other territories like this. To have a So Iboy Yisrael to have a kedushin mashma. The other teretz says, I'll tell you, the first pasuk, Hemhoya Seel Yish is mashma kedushin. The word hoya is mashma kedushin. So Ran says, Iboy Yisema Havayi kedushin mashma. Hilkach, therefore, our korchich, loimotis armor to be arusa av lechude mefer. But you can't tell me by an arusa that then the father himself could do it. The Havayi kedushin mashma. In other words, you want to tell me maybe both psukim is talking about b'nisuyin. So you want to tell me when do we need the husband? Only when there's nisuyin. But before nisuyin, then you want to tell me that the father could do it by himself? That's not mistavra. The pasuk in Hoya Silish is talking about when she got married with kedushin alone, and there also it's mashmi need the husband. Therefore, it's mashma that the first pasuk is talking about anara hamarosa. For the Gemarim Cain, if so, the osra isa, beisa via yoni yosa lomali. What do we need this pasuk to say that she makes a neder in the father's house? The father can be made for the neder. Hashti yesh loima b'makom arus mefer av lechudi. Like this is another svara. If you want to tell me now that by an arusa, that the father himself can be made for the Nadorim. You don't need the husband. If you want to tell me again that both psukim is talking about that when could a husband be made for? Only after Nisuyin. Only after that she's living by the husband's house. But before they made Nisuyin, you want to tell me that only the father could be made for the Neder. See, if so, there's an extra pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says, V'yosra isra b'vesaviyah. It says that if your daughter made a Neder when she's still in your house, so it says, Yoni Yaisa, that the father has the right to take care of it. So the question is, Lomali, for what purpose do we need this pasuk? Hash de Yesh Loimar, b'makom arus mefer av lechudei. If you want to tell me, even after your daughter gets married to a man, and the Yoni has kedushin, that the father could still be made for the neder by himself, we don't need the husband. Only after the Nisuyin says so, Shaloi b'makom arus miboy. Won't I know for sure that before she got married at all, when she's still completely in the father's reshus, that for sure the father could be made for her? So for what purpose does the Torah have to say, V'yosra isa b'esavia yoni yosa? Why does the Torah have to say that if your daughter makes a neder when she's in your reshus, that the father could be made for her? Look her pshita. If the father could be made for her, even after she became an arusa, so for sure he could be made for her before Erisin. So this should also be mashma that know that the first pasuk of Imhoya Silish is talking about a marusa. That the locher is when your daughter gets married, right away the father can't be made for by himself. But right away we need both of them. We need the father and the husband. So Mara says, V'chitayma, maybe you'll tell me still no. V'chitayma, maybe after Kosav Rachman Olomali, you're asking the question, if so, why does the term, if you wanted to say that maybe the father can be made for even after Narusa, even after his daughter gets married, still the father alone can be made for. So then you had the question, why does the Torah have to say that the father himself can be made for before Erisin, Bishasa, she's in his Rishus? So I'll answer you. You ask the question, Lomali, mi boile, we need it. Ti hakim hakim. Maybe we need it to say the Chiddush, that if the father was a Mekayim, the Neder, that's a good Hakama. Maybe that's what we need it for. You write the Gemara says like this. Let me skip a little Gemara. The Gemara says, Eima, the Gemara says like this. Eima, so we answered that this is a good teret so far. That the first pasuk has to be talking about a Nara Hamaroso, not only a Nisuya. Because even when she has Kedushin alone, the father can't do it by himself. We need the husband also. For the Gemara though, Eima, maybe say like this though. Eima, maybe, Av Leboy Yoris. Maybe true. Maybe after she got married, now the father can't do it by himself. When could the father be made for his daughter's Nadarim? That's before she got married to a man. But after she gets married, after Kedushin, then true, the father by himself cannot be made for the Nadarim. You need the husband also. But maybe the Oris Lechudi Mefer. But maybe the husband by himself could be Mefer. Maybe if the husband by himself hears that she made a Neder, he has a right to be Mefer. How does the Mishnah know to say no? Our Mishnah says not that. Our Mishnah says that by Nara Hamarosa, you Badafka need both of them to be Mefer. How do we know this to say you need both of them? Maybe true, the father himself can't do it, because that's the proof. Since we need a pasuk that the father can be made for the Nadarim when she's in his Rishut, before she got married, you need that for Chiddush, so Mashmi, after she gets married, the father can't do it anymore by himself. True, so true. Maybe the father by himself can't be made for, but maybe the husband by himself could be made for. How do we know to say the husband also can't do it by himself? The Chitayim, maybe you want to tell me, Av the Kosar Rachmano Lomeli, said, he asked me a question then. If you want to say that the husband can do it by himself, but the father can't do it by himself, so it comes out you always need the husband. So if so, you could ask the question, what do you need the father altogether for? That the father shouldn't matter. The father by himself can't be made for the neder. You need the husband. And the husband by himself, you want to tell me, can do it by himself, so for what purpose do we need the father? The answer to that would be, the hakim, the hakim, hakim. Teretz would be, let's say the father is making the neder. Let's say when the father hears about the neder, he says, yes, I want the neder to be there. Then, when the husband wants to be mefer, the husband can't do it. So maybe that's pshat in the pasuk. So it's like this. Before the father says anything, if the husband by himself hears about the neder and is mefer the neder, maybe the husband by himself could take away the neder. When the father hears about the neder, if he wants to be made for the neder, maybe the father can't be made for it by himself. So if so, for what purpose does the Torah give the power to the father? The difference is that if the father is mekayim the neder, if when the father hears about it, he says, yes, I want the neder to be there, that's it, the neder stays. And now the husband can't be made for anymore. So maybe that's pshat. So again, how do we know to say that the husband can't be made for by himself? Maybe he could be mefer by himself. I had the question, what do we need? What's the chiddush of the father? That if the father is mekayim it, it's a good hakama. But how do we know the Salak al Mishnah says that you have this Nara Hamarasa, this girl after she got married, that we need both the father and the husband to be mefer? How do we know this? So Gemara says, and came, because if not like this, then base ish in the Dara Lamai Kosef. For what purpose does the Torah have to say a new parsha that after the lady has nesuyin, after she moves into her husband's house, then the husband could be mefer? What does the Torah have to say this for? Lamai kosef, the Torah have a kal b'chayma. Without this pasuk to telling me that when the lady gets married with nesuyin, now the husband could be mefer. Without this pasuk, I would know it. The Torah it's a kal b'chayma. Oma b'mokim av, madlich b'mokim av means only with an arusa. When the daughter only gets married without nesuyin, so she's still considered a little bit in the reshus of the father. Still, you're telling me, oris meifel chudei, that the husband has the right to be made for the nedarim by himself. He does not have to come on to the father. So if so, shaloi b'mokim av, after you have nesuyin, when the father has no more rights over at all, she goes out of the father's rights. Isn't it me boy? Isn't it like for sure that then the husband could be made for by himself? So like, if if it's the way you want to say, that even by an arusa, the husband by himself could be made for the nadarim, for what purpose does the Torah have to say a new pasha of the embased ish in nadara? If she makes a neder after nesuyin, pshita the husband could be made for it by himself. Like madich before when she was an arusa, even though then the father had some power over, still you're telling me the husband could do it by himself? So her it should be pshita that when she has nisuyin, that now the father has no rights over her, that for sure the husband can do it by himself. So how come the Torah says it? So this should be a proof, like it says in our Mishnah, that no, that when they have an erison only, when they're only married without nisuyin, then the husband cannot do it by himself. Then the husband needs the father. We need both of them to do it then. So then it's good, the Torah has to tell me, but you should know later on when they make nisuyin, and now it's only the husband and his wife, that the husband could be made for by himself. We need the pasuk for this. Like, now will be good. So Mara says, maybe no, maybe this still shouldn't be a good proof. Amar, maybe I'll tell you like this. Maybe we'll still back to say like we said before, that maybe the husband could be made for by himself, even by an arusa, even before nisuyin. If so, the question is, why does the Torah have to say, Beisich and Adaro, that the husband could do it after the Nisuyin, like Pshita? So I'll answer you. Ema, maybe let's say like this. In Beis Ish and Adaro Loima, you know what this pasuk comes to teach us? Shein Abal Mefa Bekaidmin. It means to teach us a new Chiddush here. Not new, but this Chiddush. That when the husband, after Nisuyin, that the husband can be made for the Nadarim, it's only the Nadarim that she made after the Nisuyin. But if she already made a neder before b'shas erusin, and then they make nisuyin, I'll tell you then the husband does not have a right to be mefer. That's the lashon of she'ein ha'bal mefer b'kaidmin. The husband has no right to be mefer nedarim that was made beforehand. So that's what the pasuk tells me v'im beis ish nedarim. But really, the husband by himself could be mefer even b'shas narusa. Or me know, and from this I would hear that oris mefer b'kaidmin, like.